All right, today we are continuing our conversation with Katie Hart of Odd Daughter Paper Co. If you missed the first part of our conversation, head back and listen to episode 304. In that episode, Katie and I talk about how she got started with her product-based business and why you don't necessarily need to exhibit at trade shows to be successful with selling wholesale. Katie waited 10 years to do her first show, and we're talking about it in episode 304. For today's episode, which is part two of our conversation, Katie is taking us behind the scenes of her business and what it is like running this business with her sister by her side. We also talk about setting boundaries in business and how the best lessons truly come from just years of experience. Katie Hart is a self-taught illustrator and the founder of a stationery brand called Odd Daughter Paper Co. Again, she founded that company in 2013, and it began as a side hustle that she ran on the weekends and during her lunch hours. And it evolved into a full-time brand that both Katie and her sister now work at. Michelle helped on the side for years and finally joined the team full-time in 2022. Katie does all the illustrating and hand lettering while Michelle handles operations, wholesale, and sales and marketing. They both love brainstorming sentiments for cards, and their goal is to sound like a real friend in their products, whether that's clever, sincere, encouraging, or empathetic. Odd Daughter is based in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and draws a great deal of creative inspiration from the desert. Now, before we jump into today's episode, it is brought to you by our Is Wholesale Right For You audio series. I will be totally 100% honest with you. Wholesale is not for everyone. But after listening to this audio series, I know two things will be true. You will know whether you want to pursue wholesale for your product business, and two, you will have the confidence and action steps to get started. So get access to this free audio series at prooftoproduct.com/privatepod. That's prooftoproduct.com/privatepod. We'll also include it in our show notes. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes, and let's get started. Okay, something unique about your business that we've already kind of touched on is that your sister works alongside you. So first off, Michelle's wonderful, but what is it like to work with your sister?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay, I mean, the background is that we've also lived together for a lot of, well, the past few years. So like when I started Odd Daughter, we were living together and I was packaging things on our dining room table and she would help alongside when she could. I am very, very, very lucky in that she has an accounting background. So she took over my bookkeeping very early on and just did that for me, which was a huge blessing. But then as time went on, she was doing more behind the scenes. And for a long time, let's just say there was a lot of unpaid labor. But in the past few years, she was doing more and more. And like I said, she had compiled that list of retailers and was really invested in wanting to grow the wholesale side of the business. And so at the beginning of 2022, she came on full time. She had been before that doing, I believe, some hourly work, but yeah, she came on full time and kind of took over like wholesale and operations so that I could focus on like more creative marketing stuff. But the reality is that we both do kind of all of it. Yeah. I mean, I would say we have our own roles, but I'm kind of the more creative side, but I have to give her credit. She comes up with a lot of ideas for cards. So, and she already had like in, you know, before she was even working for Odd Daughter. So she's always been like an integral part of the business. And now it's actually like in name that she's an employee and like we're working together. But yeah, I think that it works really well because we are very close. We get along well and we think pretty similarly. Mm-hmm. We communicate quite similarly. So that just helps. I don't know. I think when you have your own business and it's just been you, it's scary to let somebody else in. And so totally. she is someone who I obviously trust a ton, and I also know will conduct business very similar to me. And so I just feel like, okay, I don't need to micromanage this at all, which I wouldn't want to do with an employee, but I just know I probably would have a tendency towards that. And so it's really nice to just be able to say like, yep, sounds great. We run things by each other all the time, but I just trust her intuition. Yeah. And I think we both just like have, like, we have similar like vision for Odd Daughter and want to see it succeed. So those things are all really positive. In terms of drawbacks, I mean, I think it's just like working with family is, there's just always going to be a side to that that is a little more complicated. I mean, it's more complicated, but it's also, it's a pro and a con. I mean,
yeah.
With some employees, it may be hard to communicate directly and give direct feedback or constructive criticism. Whereas when it's with a sibling or family member, it's a lot easier to be more direct because you're family.
Yeah.
So if something comes up, not like with her performance or anything, but just like comes up, you know, a miscommunication or something, we're able to tackle it more head on, which could lead to a little more conflict. But we're able to resolve it. And if I imagine that just with a, you know, a coworker or employee, I know personally, I would handle it pretty differently. Yeah. I would struggle to be as direct. So in that sense, the challenging part of it is also good. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we see each other a lot. And so sometimes it's a little much, but I think overall I feel really, really fortunate to be able to be self-employed and working with my sister. Yeah. And I'm just excited to see where the two of us can bring it together, because I can see that when it was just me, there were so many things I could never, ever get to. And mm-hmm. she is really strategic and can find those things that have been gaps in the business for a long time and say, hey, let's tackle this.
Yeah.
And I need someone who can do that. So in that sense, I think that we're really complementary.
I was just going to say, having worked with the two of you side by side, I will say your skill sets and your knowledge base and your interests too are very complementary.
Right.
Like, you are definitely the, you know, more in the creative zone of genius, whereas I love the technical questions and like number of questions that Michelle sends my way. And I know you're listening, we're all talking amongst each other, but like, it's beautiful to see how well it's working for you mm-hmm. and how you do trust each other and you do communicate well with each other, which is one of the biggest challenges that most folks face when they do start hiring and outsourcing and stuff, because you guys seem to be able to read each other's minds even before it. And I say this in a good way, because I have similar relationships with my sisters, but like, you can, I feel like you're speaking a whole other language before either one of you is saying it. And also too, you respect each other's differences, but you also respect each other's strengths and allow each other to do the things you need to do in the business. And it really does. It really has enabled you to grow so much faster, because you have not only a second set of hands, but you have a second set of hands that is dedicated to the success of this business and understands you and the vision, all of it. So I know it can be very challenging to one, have a business partner, but then two, also have a family member be that business partner. And mm-hmm. I know she's an employee, but I feel like you operate in a capacity that's similar to a business partnership.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's been really exciting to see how far we have come in the past 6 months that we've both been full time, because for a while she was actually full time in all of 2022 and I was doing contract work. So mm-hmm. That was a big part of why I ended the contract work, because she was saying, hey, I'm doing all of this stuff kind of behind the scenes and I need more of your creative energy to be available to push this forward. So yeah, I think it has just been, it's exciting and it's been helpful to kind of be in it together, especially because 2023 has been just a little slower mm-hmm. in terms of growth. And so it's been nice to be in it with someone.
Well, and I want to like put a pin in that real quick. I think 2023 has been a little slower in terms of growth for you, partially because of the economy and what's going on in the industry as a whole, but the two of you have been very focused on those business foundations and the operational side of it. And when we turn our attention inward to like get those systems, the processes, like all of that really dialed in, that means we're not doing as much outward facing stuff. I mean, I know you did the show and I know you guys are doing mailers and all the outreach and you've been super proactive, but also there's only so many hours in the day. And so I don't want to undermine the amount of work you've been doing internally within the business, because the two of you have accomplished a lot in the last 6 months since I've been working with you and watching the transitions. And I'm super impressed by all that you're doing and how quickly you move. Oh. And also how, you know, if you start in one path, but it doesn't seem to be working out, the two of you are very quick to transition and try something new. You're not afraid of, you know, you're not afraid of trying something. And if it doesn't work out, we try something else. Or if it's working, let's go deeper into it, which I really love, because that's part of growing a business in that experimentation phase. So
absolutely.
So from the outside looking in, just so you know, you're doing a lot of great work there.
Well, thank you.
You shared a lot of good tips and tools about like the pros and cons of working with family, but like, what advice would you offer to listeners that have a family member either working for them or a close friend, or they're thinking about bringing on that type of help rather than hiring a stranger to help them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that communication is huge and being clear on what the role will look like. We created kind of a job description for Michelle. I think it's something that we haven't really referred to much. And that's probably an area where we could do better. But I think having things pretty clear up front was helpful. I think that typically when you're working with family or friends, it's the things that aren't said that then end up being an issue. So fortunately, we haven't run into anything like that. But I think that just having good boundaries and being clear on what the working relationship will be like and how you do or don't want that to impact your relationship outside of work.
Yeah.
We had been living together. And so I actually got my own place just to provide like a little bit of separation, even though like we get along so well, it just felt like kind of a proactive move because I wanted the business like working relationship to continue and the sister relationship to continue, but felt like, okay, roommates on top of that or housemates might be, you know, pushing it a little bit. So I think having separate space for each person, whether that is just like a dedicated workspace, you know, that you can each go to, I think that's helpful. Obviously when you're collaborating, you want to be, there needs to be closeness and but each having your own space, I think, is a helpful part of it. And yeah, just being clear on expectations and checking in to see how things are going. I definitely can't claim that we've done everything perfectly, but we haven't had any major issues come up. So I think that, yeah, just having a clear vision of how you want it to go ahead of time is going to serve you well.
And like any position you're hiring for, whether it's family, friends, or a stranger, we also need to be super clear about the outcomes we're trying to achieve. Like, what is the goal behind what this position is responsible for? So that, you know, I think oftentimes people hire because of a pain point they're having, like, oh, I don't want to package any more product, or I don't want to do any more shipping. But also, we want to make sure we're getting orders out efficiently. We want to make sure that they're packaged correctly, that there's quality control, that we're getting things out, you know, there's that piece of it too, like the outcome piece. So like, we do want to solve a problem, but we also want to make sure that whoever we're hiring is in alignment with the outcomes we're trying to achieve.
Totally. Yeah. And I think it helped that she was literally seeing these pain points.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually already kind of involved in them. So she could see how helpful it would be to have, you know, to have two full-time roles. Essentially.
Oh yeah. Well, and she cares about you. She's your sister. Yeah, she wants to help eliminate those pain points too.
Totally.
So I love
that. And it's so funny, like back in the day, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, she was the one who had a full box of stationery. She has way more stationery than I do. And so she's always had like a love and an interest for the business. And that helps too.
Yeah, definitely. Again, you two complement each other so well. So I think it's great. You know, now that you've hit this 10-year mark in business, I'm just curious, what are you most proud of?
Ooh, I mean, I would say I'm most proud of like still being here and still being in business. There are so many things that come your way in life that could get, you know, could interrupt that or just make it harder. And there's been a lot of times where it has felt challenging in terms of finances or just the real struggle of running a small business through a pandemic with supply chain issues, manufacturers that, you know, you can't control. There's just so many things that come your way that you have to work through. And so I'm really proud of myself for sticking with it. And I think essentially in the most recent years, going all in.
Yeah.
After having started this in 2013, it's pretty crazy. So yeah, I'm just proud to still be here.
Well, and I want to point out that you have been, intentionality seems to be a common word that keeps coming up here, but you mm-hmm. have been intentional all the way through mm-hmm. in terms of how you were balancing outside work with the work you were doing at Odd Daughter, to how you decided to like, okay, let's go more into wholesale, to we're not going to do a show, but we're going to invest in these other products that we're bringing in. Like, you have been intentional the entire way through, which again is how we have that longevity in business. But you also, even as anxiety inducing or nerve wracking as it was to make these choices, you stood tall in your choices, and mm-hmm. you've really intentionally built a business that serves the audience you want to serve, that allows you to live the life you want to live and work with your sister and live in a place that inspires you. Like, I just, mm-hmm. I really want to give you kudos for that, because a lot of folks go hard. They don't really make decisions and intentional choices for the things that serve them best, and they burn out. And then they say, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to take an easier route. And instead, you tried to make it easy along the way so that you had longevity, and you've done an excellent job of that, Katie.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I will say that pretty early on, I opted out of really late nights mm-hmm. and it's just not something I'm willing to do. I think at that point I would rather just have a full-time day job, you know, not be self-employed if I'm going to be struggling and losing sleep and just pulling, you know, I'm not going to pull all-nighters. Like, sure, maybe once in a while, if a huge order comes in, that type of thing might be necessary. But I think just having boundaries around the time that I'm willing to do work has added to the sustainability of the business.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, talk to me more about the boundaries you put into place for yourself around work, because I think this is a really important piece of your success.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I'm not going to say I never do work on weekends or evenings, but if I do, it's just on my iPad. And so it's just drawing. Mm-hmm. So I will draw while I watch, you know, Love Island, because of course, but I'm not doing like client work, or I'm not doing wholesale orders. I'm not doing any of that on weekends. I just, or in the evenings, I really do try to work essentially like 8 to 4, 8 to 5, that kind of timing. Mm-hmm. And same with Michelle. And yeah, I mean, we'll put in work on evening, or I mean, sometimes on weekends, but it's just, it's pretty, that is somewhat rare. Mm-hmm. Having the mindset that we work during kind of standard work hours and then have the other time to do what we want, I think that that's helpful.
I would also say though, that you've instilled other types of boundaries too. Like, you will say no to opportunities and things that aren't a good fit for your business.
Right.
Because you know, it's going to be a financial hurdle, or it's going to be a lot of time and energy that you don't want to necessarily put in. Like, I feel like you do a very good job of balancing your decision-making in the business and setting boundaries in that respect too. Oh, have you always been good at that?
Well, I mean, I think it comes from having challenging experiences, right? That, you know, saying yes to something and then regretting it. I think that there are plenty of examples of that. And that's just, you learn from that. You can walk away and say, hey, that was not worth my time or my money or my effort. And in the future, I really want the next collaboration or partnership, or, you know, wholesale, like large big box store wholesale order, to be more aligned with Odd Daughter and our values.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it definitely comes from,
I didn't mean to pick at the pain points there, but I,
sometimes the negative experiences really help you determine what you want to do moving forward.
And oh, 100%.
Yeah. I think 100%. I've said no to custom work or potential collaborations because it's just clear that it's not going to benefit us in the way that, yeah, that it oftentimes it's portrayed, you know, this will be amazing. This is incredible exposure. And I just have had enough experiences of things that promised exposure that really didn't pan out. So I'm going to be more picky these days.
Totally. And I was just talking with somebody else who had a situation with a store owner that didn't go very well. And I said, look, this is why and how we also update our wholesale terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. When we have these experiences, we've now learned, okay, I do need to put this in my terms and conditions and set some expectations and boundaries there too. So to your point, like every experience we have adjusts who we are and how we move forward with things. But I did want to acknowledge that I feel like you have a really good radar of like what you'll say yes to and what you'll say no to. And I find that that's a very difficult boundary for many in our community to maintain and hold. So
it's really tough because you want to say yes. You don't want to miss out on an opportunity. The FOMO is real.
Totally.
And also 10 years in, I've seen things that don't work. So I don't want to repeat it.
Yeah. Totally. Okay. Well, what's coming up the rest of the year for you and Odd Daughter? What do you have coming up that you want to share with our audience?
Well, we definitely are looking to branch out into some new product categories. We still haven't finalized it yet, but hoping for probably like one small release and just continuing to build on all of the systems we've been putting in place in terms of reaching out to wholesale accounts or leads. Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to pay off. So
totally.
We'll see.
I've been excited too. I mean, just even reading, we've been going back and forth over email or reading emails and things. I'm trying to give the listeners context here and not doing a very good job of it. But my point is we've been working on a lot of your like welcome sequences and follow-up and stuff. And I think it'll be super exciting to see like in 3 months how that's all working and the kind of the magnitude of it. Cause I was just talking to another advisory board member that did it about 3 months ago and she's like, it's working. And I'm like, yes, it is. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, definitely putting in the work takes a lot of time and focus, but I think it will be worth it.
Absolutely. Well, tell everybody where they can find you online if they want to check out your products or follow you on social.
Yeah. odddaughterpaper.com. And then social is Odd Daughter Co.
Awesome. We will make sure to link that in the show notes for everybody. But Katie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. And just, this was a really wonderful conversation. I appreciate
you. It's been a delight. Thank you.
Thank you. I really loved hearing Katie talk about how she and her sister Michelle work so well together in Odd Daughter Paper Co. As someone who has observed them firsthand because they're both advisory board members, they do such an excellent job of balancing out each other's unique skills and interests and their individual strengths too. So it's been really fun to watch and see it grow. I also appreciated Katie sharing her thoughts on boundaries. I know this is something that many of us struggle with both in our business and in our personal lives. So be sure to check the show notes for all of Katie's links. I want you to go check out her support deck. It's a really great tool for, you know, anxiety, stress, mental health, and some of the things we talked about in boundaries are included there as well. So you can check out those links in our show notes and also be sure to follow Odd Daughter on Instagram. Now, before I go, I want to remind you that Paper Camp is opening again very soon, and I want to encourage you to join that waitlist at proof2product.com/papercamp. This will be the 42nd round of Paper Camp, which is just wild. It keeps getting better and better with every round. We're keeping it innovative and, you know, we update it based on what the market is doing and what things are happening so that you have the most up-to-date content. Our alumni are doing incredible things. Chelsea just secured 177 orders at the recent fair market. Lana has expanded her partnership with Anthropology, and Rachel now has 5 part-time team members who help her with sales, marketing, and fulfillment. Each of these alumni are building their businesses in their own way and working hard towards their specific goals, and it has been a true joy to support them in their journey. If you want help scaling your wholesale, sales, and marketing, get on that PaperCamp waitlist. It's at proof2product.com/papercamp. Again, we only run this program twice a year because we do it live, and I am very deep in there answering everybody's questions and getting to know your business. Also, scholarships will be opening soon, so you'll want to keep an eye on your inbox for those details. So go join that waitlist at proof2product.com/papercamp. Thanks for hanging with me until the end. Have a wonderful week, and I'll be back next week with another new episode.